If you're not getting 3 to 5 transactions every single month from social media, you're just missing something. You're doing something wrong, and you need a playbook. It's almost like you need a cheat code. So I'm introducing my new online course called Cheat Code Social, and I'm doing the pre-launch. For those that want to get in early at a significantly discounted price, you can do that right now at cheatcodesocial.com. That has all the details about what's included. This is every single thing that you need to start from scratch all the way to AI automation that teaches you what to do and how to do it to get business from social media, not just to get more views, but to get actual business. You need Cheat Code Social. Go to cheatcodesocial.com to check out the pre-launch.
The Massive Agent Podcast with lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brome.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Massive Agent Podcast, episode number 2. My name is Dustin Brome, and I'm sitting here in Salt Lake City, Utah right now. It's January 4th as I'm recording this, and it's almost 50 degrees outside. All the snow down in the Salt Lake Valley is melted, and all I hear about on social media and online is this massive storm that the East Coast is getting, and I'm jealous. So if you're on the East Coast right now, I don't know when you're going to be listening to this, but if you got pounded by Snowmageddon 2018, or whatever they're calling it, the bomb cyclone, which, what an awesome name. If you're getting pounded by that, just know that little old Dustin is sitting in Salt Lake wanting snow. So, there's some perspective for you. Anyways, today, in episode 1, I really just laid the groundwork for what type of podcast this is going to be, what type of content are we going to be bringing to you. And so today I want to actually bring you some. I'm going to do a few quick things. I'm going to give you some specific Facebook ads that I have been running successfully that are giving me leads for between 80 cents and $3 per lead. And you can implement them right away, test them out, see what you think about them. Hell, maybe you even do better than I did with them. But the key is just to get some leads coming in right now for you. And so I'm going to give you a few specific ideas. And I'm even going to give you a link to go to if you want to download literally step-by-step instructions, including that you can copy and paste the headline, the description, the text, the audience that I use to target this specific campaign. I'm going to give it all to you in a little bit because, it's audio here. You can't see me. Some of this stuff's visual. And so I'm going to give you a link where you can go download this Facebook ad and use it yourself, including the image. You can even use the image. So you're welcome. Now, before I dive into what you should be and could be doing to get more leads, to build your business, and to sell more homes, I want to talk real quick about what not to do. Okay, so I walked outside yesterday, and I see this guy walking down the street, and he's throwing things at every house. And I walk out to see what he's throwing at everybody's house. Sure enough, it's one of those damn phone books, the Yellow Pages. And I think to myself, it's 2018. You've got to be kidding me. The Yellow Pages. Who is still investing money into Yellow Page ads? Because you got to ask yourself, why is the Yellow Pages still around? Why are they still printing them? The only reason is because some people are still spending money on ads in the Yellow Pages. But we all know not one single person on the planet looks at the Yellow Pages. Literally nobody. There's not one human being on planet Earth that still looks at the Yellow Pages. My kid uses some old Yellow Pages to learn how to use scissors. You know, I've seen people use Yellow Pages as booster seats for their kids. So, and by the way, I looked in the brand new Yellow Pages that were just released. There were like four or five real estate companies in Salt Lake City when we have like 6,000 realtors plus or something like that. And what's funny is all of those real estate companies or individual realtors advertising, they're all old. They're all old. I guess that's not surprising. You're not going to see a millennial jumping at the chance to advertise in the Yellow Pages, are you? No. No, of course not. So stop wasting money on shit that doesn't work. Stop wasting money on stuff that worked 10 years ago and doesn't work anymore. Or listen to what I'm telling you. You may spend $5,000. I have no idea how much Yellow Page ads are. Let's say it's $1,000. You may spend $1,000 and you get a few phone calls. And then you think the ad worked. But if you just took that $1,000, put it into Google AdWords, put it into a client appreciation party or event, took that $1,000 and bought some Facebook ads, you would have so many more leads, especially if your leads are, let's say, a dollar each. You'd have 1,000 new leads. You think you're going to be able to convert at least one or two in 1,000? Of course you are. So think about the highest and best use of your marketing dollars. I just can't even with the Yellow Pages. It's crazy. All right, so enough about what you shouldn't be doing. Let's talk about what you should be. Facebook ads. I'm going to give you three different ideas, and I want you to go try them out. Now, we're going to talk a lot about Facebook ads on this podcast because Facebook ads are a very, very large part of my personal business, a large part of what I enjoy doing. I'm good at them. I've had success with them. I've helped others have success with them. And they're just a great use of marketing dollars right now. There's still so much opportunity with Facebook ads. Now, so if you haven't yet tried a Facebook ad, get in there and, you know, spend 10 bucks and just start getting to know the system. And when you go to the link that I'm going to give you shortly, you'll be able to implement that. The only way to learn Facebook ads is by doing them. I don't know any other way around it. You can't read your way into being a Facebook ads master. You have to practice and you have to do it. So, but that's cool. While you're learning, you could still be getting leads coming in. If you need to pause this and take notes, that's cool. I get it. But for the vast majority of you, you guys have run a Facebook ad or have some level of experience with Facebook ads. And so I'm speaking to that group of people because I think that is the majority of us. If you're listening to a real estate marketing podcast, chances are you have some experience with Facebook ads. If not, again, for the third or fourth time, don't be distraught. We'll help you out from getting started right from the get. And there's plenty of resources out there that we can plug you into to help you. But for now, this is for someone who kind of understands the Facebook ads platform. Now, the first ad that I recommend you run, this is one of the best ads I've ever run. It's an ad targeting buyers, and it's all about single-level homes. Homes that are one level, like a ranch, a rambler, a home that does not, not a multi-story home. And usually, I know this is kind of stereotypical, but it's true. Usually, it's older people who are looking to get into a single-level home. You don't see millennials out there like, oh, I need to get a single-level home because I'm sick of walking up the stairs. No, it's older people. And I don't mean old. I just mean older. Like, I'm 34, and I'm almost to the point where I'm sick of stairs. So take that for what it's worth. Now, this ad, you want a photo. Let me pause right here and just right off the bat, this is a huge thing for you guys to get if you're new to this show or new to real estate marketing or whatever. And even you guys that have known me for a while and have been listening to my spiel for a while, you know this. In order for somebody to click your ad, you have to get their attention first. Getting their attention is the number one priority. It's the top priority because if you don't, nothing else matters. It doesn't mean that literally nothing else matters. There's other very important aspects to this, of course, but paramount is getting somebody's attention. So the image, okay, when you're scrolling through the news feed, just picture yourself with your phone. You're sitting there on the toilet, whatever. You're scrolling through, and what stops you from scrolling? Is it some well-written text? Is it some very well-written copy? No, it's something visual. It's an image. It's something moving like a video. So you really have to focus on a good image and or a video. Videos are fantastic. And maybe I should turn off my notifications on my laptop. That'd be good. So there, let's do that. So to get somebody's attention, you really have to focus on the visual. So what I've done in my ad, now, if you want to produce a video, put a video together, like a video slideshow, that would be awesome. This particular ad that I've run was just a one image ad. It probably wouldn't perform as well as if you took like 5 to 10 other images, but you need an image of a single level home in your neighborhood, a rambler, a ranch style home, whatever you call them in your area. Find some of those in the area that you're targeting. So for me, if I'm targeting a neighborhood called Cottonwood Heights in the Salt Lake Valley, I want to find a single level home from Cottonwood Heights. If I use a stock photo online that might be from Chicago, it's not going to be the same style, and people are going to, it's not going to catch their attention. But if somebody sees a house that looks like it's their neighbor's house on their newsfeed, it's going to get their attention at some level. So to do this, go back to your old listings. I'm sure you've sold some single level homes in the past. Grab some of those and use those. Pick the best, most eye-catching one. And like I said, if you want to throw a few together in a slideshow, a video slideshow, that's cool too. That would probably work even better. But that's key. You need a nice looking, attention getting single level home that's in the area that you are targeting with this ad. Now this particular ad, let's do a Facebook lead ad. So the objective you're going to do is lead generation. If you have a special landing page and you have your own website, you have landing pages, you have some lead capture pages, you can do a conversions objective. But for this one, we're going to use Facebook's lead forms, the Facebook lead generation objective, also known as the world famous Facebook lead ad, because then the lead never leaves Facebook until after they opt in. Okay, once they click and put their information in, it's going to send them somewhere, wherever you tell them to go. It's going to send them there, but before that, it's going to pull up a lead form, auto-populate that lead's information, and all they have to do is hit submit. It's super easy. There's much less friction. Those ads usually perform a little bit better as far as the number of leads you get. They may not be the best leads. They may not be the most qualified leads because it was so easy for them to opt in. But that's okay. That's all right. Sometimes it's just about filling the pipeline, filling your CRM with leads, and that's a good thing. All right. Now, all I want this ad to really say is something like, hey, are you looking for a single family home in insert the neighborhood here? And use a couple emojis, use the house emoji, use a key, use a rocket ship, something like that. Use a few emojis in the headline and the description of the ad. It just helps it to stand out that much more. And then I highly recommend, because you're targeting this to buyers, target it. Usually a single level home is not a first time home buyer. So target it to current homeowners. Pick an income level as well. And with my ad that just crushed it, I did at least a $50,000 a year annual income as a minimum, and then everything above that. So it was targeting people with a $50,000 income who are homeowners and who lived in a certain part of Salt Lake City. Now, if you guys want to go and get this ad, so a few months ago, before I even created this podcast, I did a Google Doc and I laid out literally step by step everything you need to run this particular ad that you can copy and paste and do yourself. All you have to do to get that file is go to massiveagentmarketing.com. massiveagentmarketing.com, put in your information. It's going to immediately email you that document, and then you can set this Facebook ad up tonight in your own account and start running it and see if you're going to get some leads. I think you will. Those of you guys that do implement this ad, I want you to let me know how it's performing. There might be some little things that you can tweak here and there to do better. Let me know. I love the feedback, because this ad I've been running for a long time and it's really been performing well for under $2 a lead. Now, another ad, and these are kind of boring. Like, there's nothing really revolutionary or cutting edge about these particular ads, but they've performed well because of a combination of things. The creative, it got somebody's attention, and it was properly targeted, and so it's performed pretty well. Okay, now after somebody clicks on your ad to get the list of single-family homes in whatever part of town, because that's what your ad said, is it said, you know, do you need a single-family home in Cottonwood Heights, Utah? Click here to get a free list of single-level homes in the area that are currently for sale, something like that. Now, you're going to need to have a list of those homes. There's a few different ways you can do it. What I personally do is on my website, I can create a saved search, and it's through my IDX on my website. If you want to check out my website, it's searchsaltlake.com, searchsaltlake.com. And so all I did is created a saved search in the part of town that I was targeting, and I just checked a box for single-level homes or ramblers in our area. And so it's only showing Rambler style homes. So once I set up that saved search, somebody puts their information in, they hit submit, and it automatically takes them to that list of homes, and they can start looking at homes for sale that are single level. Now, maybe your MLS has that option. Maybe you don't have a website and you're just going to manually send these people a list of homes that are single level. That's cool. But just keep in mind, you have to think about what the lead is expecting when they click on that ad, because you're promising them a certain thing. They click it, they expect that certain thing. You need to think about the delivery of it. So that's how I've done the delivery of it. I have a saved search on my website that, you know, I don't need to keep updating. It just shows single level homes, also known as ramblers in my area. Now, the second ad is pretty simple. Get a free list of homes for sale under $300,000 on Salt Lake's east side. Now, if you don't live in Salt Lake, that doesn't mean anything to you. So on Salt Lake's east side, that's the more desirable side of town. Most homes over there are, you know, mid 400s and up. It's very hard to find anything in the 300s or even below 300. It's not impossible, but that gets somebody's attention because they're like, hey, I can get a house under 300,000 in this desirable part of town. Yeah, I want to see that list. And I use a very visually compelling, attention-getting video slideshow. I just uploaded the photos. Facebook lets you do that right there in Ads Manager. You just upload the photos. You choose the music. You choose the spacing between the photos. Like I say, each photo needs to last 3 seconds or whatever, so it's not rapid fire. And then it turns those photos into a nice video that auto-plays as somebody's scrolling. It's awesome. What I did is I took 10 different photos of homes in the Salt Lake area in different parts of town. So I took like a split entry home in Sandy and a tri-level home in West Jordan and a two-story home over in Holiday. And, you know, I took homes from all around the Salt Lake Valley and put them into a video slideshow. Now, again, with that list of homes, I'm just using the saved search on my website. I just drew on a map the part of town that I wanted to pull up listings. I did under 300,000. Bam. Very simple on my end. And it brought up like 70 different homes. So there's actually something substantial for people to look at. Now, in your area, you have to translate that into whatever your market is like. So if your median home price is 900,000, you can't, you know, there's nothing under 300,000. So you have to adjust it for your area. Think of a desirable part of town. Think of what the most homes are selling for, and then figure out, hey, if most homes are selling for 600,000, but there's a few selling in the 400s, that's going to get somebody's attention. Make your ad all about that. You know, free list of homes for sale under 400,000 in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. I don't know. Orlando, Florida. Aurora, Colorado. I don't know. Your town. So you just have to translate that concept. Hopefully you get it. Hopefully I've articulated that well enough for you to get. But that's been working really well for me. Now, what does this ad say? Aside from the slideshow video, which is the attention getter, what does this ad say? So my headline says, all homes for sale under 300K on SLC's east side with the house emoji. That's the headline. Now, the post itself, like the body of the post, the description, says, get instant access to our free list of all homes for sale with asterisks under asterisk 300K on Salt Lake's east side. Then I do a bag of money emoji. Then I put, as of this morning, there were 73 of them. emoji with the sunglasses on. Click here to see the list. That's it. I'll read that one more time. Get instant access to our free list of all homes for sale under 300K on Salt Lake's east side. Bag of money emoji. As of this morning, there were 73 of them. Emoji wearing the sunglasses. Click here to see the list now. That's it. And as far as the targeting, the audience that I target that to, I actually do the age group 25 to 50. I specifically do ages 25 to 50 because that's what my data was showing me was performing the best. And I also do likely to move. Likely to move. Of course, I chose the English language because that's all I speak. I made sure to do an income of $50,000 and above. So that's really it. Likely to move is a behavior. Income of at least 50K. And again, translate that to whatever your area is. $50,000 in San Jose, in Silicon Valley, like you're living in poverty if you're only making 50. So, you know, translate that to whatever your area is. And I've also excluded other realtors because you don't want your competition seeing what you're doing. You don't want them, and more than that, you just don't want them clicking on your ads, driving up the cost per lead, because every time someone clicks on an ad, it's going to cost you money. That's not cool. And so you just want the target audience to see it. Exclude realtors and real estate brokers. And if you're listening, and if you're not in real estate, but maybe you're in insurance or in car sales, the same thing applies. Just exclude other salesmen, other people like you, because you just want the end consumer to see the ad itself. And as far as the audience, that's really it. I've done some testing. I've tried different things. I've done, millennials as targeting. I've done a bunch of different things, but for this particular ad, likely to move with a minimum income of 50K, excluding realtors, ages 25 and up, has worked really, really well for me. I highly suggest you try that ad as well. Now, I'm curious. I would love to know what Facebook ads you're running that are working best for you. So go to, now this is the first time I'm announcing this. I just started this the other day. I have like literally no followers. Go to the Massive Agent Facebook page. Just type into the Facebook search bar, Massive Agent. It's a business page. And that's what I'm going to be using as the page for this podcast to stay in touch, to post links of things that I talk about, and to get feedback from you guys. So if you would, go follow that page on Facebook and send me a message or leave a comment on the page. Let me know what Facebook ads are working best for you, and let me know how these Facebook ads that I'm telling you about, let me know how those work for you. All right, now we kind of got in heavy with it. I hope you're not asleep. If you have never done Facebook ads before, I'm sure that was super dry and boring, and I apologize. It's not always going to be this nerdy. It's not always going to be that detailed, but like I said from episode one, my goal here is to help you guys get more leads coming in and to sell more homes. And Facebook ads are a fantastic way to do it. It's my number one way of generating leads. Okay, and with that, because I know we really went in heavy and deep with it, I'm going to wrap the show up. We're going to come back with episode three with something a little less dorky, a little less nerdy, and less detailed. We're going to get into some other fun stuff on episode three. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to the Massive Agent podcast. Again, my name is Dustin Brome. Thank you so much. I'd love to hear your feedback. Connect with me on that Facebook page and on social media. I'd love to get your feedback on what you'd like to hear me cover. What do you want to hear more about? What would bring more value to you? And on the flip side, if this podcast has brought you some value, I would appreciate it very, very much, as we're just getting the show off the ground and really trying to build this into a big, powerful force in the real estate world. Please, there's nothing you could do to help us out more than to leave us a nice review in iTunes. Just go into iTunes, leave us a review. I would be forever grateful. That would really go a long way to help support this show and to help us do what we're trying to do. Thank you so much. I hope to talk to you guys soon. And like I said, connect with me through the Massive Agent Facebook page. Also, go join the Snap Pack Live Real Estate Group. I'm very active in there, as are 3,000 plus other realtors and real estate professionals from around the country. It's an amazing group. It's a real estate marketing group. We talk a lot about tactics and strategies, a lot of social media stuff. So, and it does not matter your experience level in marketing, you're going to pick something up in that group that's really going to help you too. So go join the Snap Pack Group, SNAPPACK. Type that into your Facebook search bar. Come join the group. Would love to meet you. Thanks so much. Have an amazing day.